T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lots of side stories that are coming out of The Last Dance, especially in the memorabilia world, sports betting. Lots of interesting side stories that are going on even without games being played. We head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. We are joined by Darren Rovell, of course, covers sports betting, sports business reporter. A lot of interesting topics for the Action Network. He's a really enjoyable Twitter follow. Follow him at Darren Rovell. Darren, really appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta tonight.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
You know, I'm enjoying a lot of the stuff that you're putting out there with kind of the sports memorabilia world. Let's start with the fallout from The Last Dance. How red hot is Michael Jordan memorabilia right now, and you know, especially some of the prices that this stuff is getting?
Yeah, it's almost like it's to a point where you're thinking, like, what is going on here? Like, we are in the midst of maybe the worst economic crisis in our human history, or U.S. history for sure. And you see, you know, things that, like cards, the Michael Jordan 86-87 Fleer rookie card that, you know, in gem mint you could have gotten for $20,000-$25,000. I don't even know who can easily do that, right? And now they're selling for $75,000, $80,000, one sold for $97,000 the other night. It's like, I understand that there are people who can pay that, even in these times. But even at the low end, things that really didn't pop before are now popping. And it's really like the entire memorabilia world. So I'm still trying to figure, I'm covering, obviously, the prices and watching this. I have not yet figured out the why of why there is a general bump for all memorabilia. This Mike Trout card sold for $900,000 last night. I think it might have to do with the fact that, one, we're home more, we're going through our stuff, we're feeling nostalgic, we're trying to, you know, since we don't have the sports now, we're trying to jog our memories with when we felt happy about watching sports. Maybe that's it, or maybe we're just home, or maybe there is something to the alternative investment. Hey, I'm down on the stock market. I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. You know what? I'm a big sports fan, and I think that there's a future in memorabilia, and I'm going to go invest in that. So that's some of the theories.
Darren, I'm curious because I have been following, you know, you're talking about the Trout and some of the LeBron James cards and a lot of different things. And I don't know if you're tracking anything like this or not, but I'm just curious, you know, is eBay or some of the auction houses, I think it's Heritage and some things like that that deal a lot of sports memorabilia, are they seeing increases in volume of trading, not just like high-end dollar cards? I'm talking about like, I don't know,
So like the guy who bought the Trout for $900,000, mm-hmm. I couldn't find out his identity, but the auction house, Golden Auctions, told me it was the first time he ever bid with them, right? So like, those are the types of stories where you're like, someone's actually getting into the hobby. There was a rumor on the memorabilia message boards that, you know, what's really keeping this up and artificially high per se is there's a hedge fund that might have quickly raised $100 million to invest in, you know, sports memorabilia, which I could probably buy that right now, just given, you know, the across the board. I mean, I've been collecting forever. You know, I have a check collection, which is like my pride and joy. but you know, I have a crazy Jordan item. You know, and people want to know, like, what do I do? I do want to get in. You know, there's so many ways to get in. I always say, just try not to follow the masses. Like, try to have a strategy and a reasoning. I've had a hard time because I got out of the card business in like 91, 92 as a 12-year-old. I was just like, there's way more cards than they say. You know, I'm upset. And I didn't go back. And then through this false scarcity, these numbered cards and the grading, how good of a card is it in terms of condition? It brought all this scarcity back and revitalized the market and really made it pop.
Darren Rovell joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline from the Action Network. To piggyback off that, how difficult of a time is Beckett, PSA, running into authentications, especially on Jordan autographs and things like that? I mean, you know, that's always the famous thing is the fake autographs, but how difficult of a process has it been for these companies trying to get correct authentifications on this stuff?
The problem right now is they can't keep up. You know, like, they've had to hire more and more graders. The guys who are PSA and Beckett, I mean, those guys are the best of the best. They see the nuances that others don't, but listen, at the same time, the guys who forge, just like the, you know, 86, 87 Fleer card, when it was first counterfeited in like 1996, and people started noticing, they're like, oh, you know, the Fleer logo looks a little fuzzy. Well, the new counterfeits don't have that. I mean, they have the best of the best now. So it's certainly gotten harder. And Steve Grad, who's the head authenticator for Beckett, told me the other night that he thinks north of 70% of Jordan autographs on eBay are fake. So just beware. I mean, obviously, you're going to have to pay a little bit more for Upper Deck authenticated. You're going to have to pay a lot more. You're probably going to have to pay double, you know, if it's authenticated by Upper Deck. He has his deal through Upper Deck. You know, it's very difficult, but Jordan's definitely number one in counterfeited, certainly now.
Darren, I've been fascinated watching, you know, your stories that you've been doing about sports betting opening up across the country after the Supreme Court allowed for, obviously, outside of Las Vegas and in Nevada for sportsbook betting. How much has the pandemic squashed or slowed down some of the progress for some of these states opening up and getting on board to have sports book betting?
Well, I think in some areas it has slowed, and some areas it will hasten it. So, for example, there are some states that were not going to have this done, and now they're going to. Or certainly in New York's an interesting situation because they grandfathered in four upstate sports books. They don't have online betting. New Jersey's been basically taking all their business. And now, you know, you have a situation where they have to generate $13 billion more. And so it's like, well, now they're going to have to call a special session. And Cuomo, the governor, originally said, we're not going to have any new revenue streams. Well, what do you do now? Now you need revenue streams. I don't think it slowed it down. In fact, I think that sports betting is going to be one of those businesses that pops back faster than most. One, we're over-indexing in boredom right now. Two, people won't be going to games, at least for the near future, and maybe they'll spend that ticket money on betting. I mean, people just need some sort of emotional connection, and betting provides that. And so I think it'll be back to, you know, 80-90% of its normal self pretty quickly. And I even think that there's going to be some states that are going to hurry it up and try to call special sessions because they're going to need to make up some of the money that they've lost, from all this coronavirus stuff.
Darren Rovell joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, of course, sports business reporter, sports betting reporter for Action Network. You even reported, too, about how DraftKings exceeded some of their expectations and things like that, to your point about recovering quickly. I mean, it sounds like that those fantasy services and things like that are still going to continue to grow and see plenty of uptick in them as well.
Yeah, I mean, DraftKings went public on April 23rd, and, you know, they've almost doubled their price. Didn't have a good day today, but, you know, people really want to try to, you know, they think that they're going to bounce back. And it's interesting, DraftKings said that they're not commenting on their 2020 revenues, but for 2021, they expect to be unchanged. And, you know, so they're telling you that we think that our goals that we set for next year are going to be the same. We will bounce back. Certainly, Belarusian soccer and ping pong are not replacing the volume that would be the NBA and Major League Baseball. But it seems like the market doesn't really care about that. They think that this is a buy, and it's not only DraftKings, it's Penn Gaming, which bought Barstool, and all the casino stocks have had a huge bump, which again speaks for the positivity around the industry.
Darren, I've only got about a minute left, but I'm curious, just action on NASCAR now that it's back. We got the Tiger Phil, Brady Manning, you know, foursome coming up. How's the action going on those events in particular that are obviously quickly coming back?
So I know on our website we saw as much traffic for the first NASCAR race back as we usually see for a Daytona 500. So again, people are itching to get back. I know that the iRacing was generating, from a handle standpoint, about a third of what a regular NASCAR race does, which is incredible. You know, I'm interested to see how NASCAR can take that. I mean, they cannot abandon that just because, you know, we're now moving on to real sports. It looked great. I think people liked it, and they liked it enough maybe to have it. And then Tiger, obviously, I don't think that one did as well, but I think, you know, the Tiger Phil, I think people are going to bet on that big time. We haven't really seen big bets rolling in, but I think by Saturday we should see it.
He covers sports betting, sports business for the Action Network. He's a great Twitter follow, at Darren Rovell. Lots of fun and interesting information. Darren Rovell, join us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Darren, really appreciate the time, buddy.
Okay, take care, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.